We have a very full and wonderful morning this morning, so I'm going to be very brief in this comment on the Torah portion. I just want to make the following observation, which is that it says in the Torah portion, first of all, to frame it temporally, they're about to go into the land of Israel. So how many years after they left Egypt is this? It's about 40 years, okay? What happened in those 40 years to the generation that left Egypt? All right. According to the Torah, the generation that left Egypt, because they're not prepared for freedom, they died off in the desert. And yet at the end of our Torah portion this morning, Moses says to the Israelites, you saw with your own eyes the wonders that God worked for you as we left the land of Egypt. Now, that's a problem. Because with the exception of just a couple of people, Caleb, Yehoshua, maybe one or two others, they didn't see it with their own eyes. In fact, everybody who saw it with their own eyes has died in the desert. So what is it that Moshe could possibly be saying? I just want to make one suggestion before we listen to our Benot Mitzvah. In some ways, the most powerful experiences of parents become the experiences of their children. The things that really touched you in your life, not the trivial things, but the things that really touched you that you tell your children about over and over and over again, it somehow becomes integrated into the structure of their own lives. There are certain stories that my parents told me that I feel like I lived through them, because it was obviously so important to them and it so touched their lives and they repeated it so often that it became mine. So the story of the liberation from Egypt and the receiving of the Torah, Moses could say to the children of those parents, you saw it with your own eyes, because you can imagine in the desert how many times parents told their children what happened. But it is also a lesson, which is that those experiences of our tradition that are central have to be told over and over again, just like the Pesach Haggadah tells you, until you feel as though they become your own experience and they become your children's experience. So even though they were not physically there at that time, they were spiritually there, just as the rabbis tell us that each of us, in fact, stood at Sinai. Maybe that's what Moses means when he tells them that you saw it with your own eyes, that in every generation, the central experiences of our tradition should be reckoned as if, ki'ilu, we saw it with our own eyes. Please turn now to page 1000.